The main movement that came together with the civil rights movement was the rise of a kind of therapy movement, the rise of the culture of therapy. The culture of therapy really helped to sidetrack the civil rights movement and keep it from being as revolutionary as I think it has the potential to be. That's the movement that I think was truly revolutionary. It brought down, tumbling down, a whole apparatus of laws and traditions that basically legalized segregation and legalized inequality. Many people think of it as the human potential movement, which came out of the 1960s, had its heyday probably in the 70s or so. It was a very short-lived movement. However, I think it left its legacy everywhere in American culture. If recovery really was going to appear, if it really ever was gelling, maybe I could reconsider whether it's such a problem. But recovery never seems to come about. It's transforming, I think, intimacy as we know it. It's transforming education and religion. The public sphere is diminished by bringing everything from the private world to the public. The civil rights movement couldn't just change the situation for blacks in this country, but could permanently make this a more democratic nation and could make citizenship something more valued by all of us, something richer, something more interesting, something more engaging. Instead, the sort of inward turn of the identity movement took people away from that rich vision of citizenship. How could we expect an integrated nation to develop over a matter of several months? And then suddenly we declare that, well, that vision is just not coming to fruition. Well, remember, the civil rights movement was a very religious movement. The individualism of the religious tradition was that reforming oneself would then allow us to bring about a better society. We do not have many of the skills that we need now to live in community, and we also don't have the sense of why we would want to do that. Instead of dealing with the really hard questions, which go well beyond the race issue, and that is how we live together as a community, these have always been the key questions in any society. Those who don't really fit the model of what is supposed to come out of those sessions will be ostracized, sometimes ridiculed. Many people have gone into this line of work with very good intentions, with the best of intentions. In fact, I think some of what is happening can be explained by a very well-intentioned effort to continue the revolution. In many ways, the most extreme views from the 1960s became institutionalized in what is now very much the mainstream. Part of engineering assumes that we already have the answers. I think we don't have the answers. We're just learning how to be an integrated democracy, and we really have to learn this more. It seems as though we've adopted an idea of what our identity is that's extremely superficial, very reductionist, and is a recipe for disaster in terms of social living. Social engineering assumes that citizens are not capable of mastery. I think we have to be much more careful with selecting our political leaders and find people who have thought about some of these issues and have fresh perspectives on them, or maybe old classic perspectives.